to Agronomy for Farmer Success, a podcast brought to you by Osmus Farm Supply.
Hello, this is Bill Schrader with Osmus Farm Supply, Osmus Farm Supply Seed, bringing you a new podcast here of the fall of 2022. I'm here today with Blake Huntington from Midwest Seeds. Blake, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Blake. I kind of grew up in this area. I've been in the ag industry here since I graduated in 2017 from South Dakota State. Currently holding a role with Midwest Seed Genetics as a regional agronomy lead. I've been there for a little over 4 years, starting as a district sales manager, and here I am.
That's great. Midwest Seeds, one of our partners here at AFSC, a company that we've had a lot of success with, that's had a lot of success with our growers. Tell us a little bit about Midwest Seeds and what that company is about.
So we're obviously independent company, family owned. We relaunched back in, technically, I think it was 2015, 2016. I didn't come on until 2017. You know, we're selecting through a lot of different genetic providers. That's one way that we kind of separate ourselves out from the rest of the industry. We're not tied to one provider, such as we work with Bayer, BSF Thurston's, Peterson Genetics, Syngenta, Corteva a little bit on the bean side. So that's one way that we've kind of transitioned or brought ourselves back to the market and to be a little bit different. You know, another thing about being independent is that we don't have the infrastructure and carry the overhead that a lot of other larger companies would. We do all of our seed production through Remington. That's kind of the gist of it. Pretty simple to work with, easy programs, focus is customer service.
Right. And that probably comes through from the gentleman who started Midwest Seed, right?
Yeah. So Don Funk, he unfortunately just passed away this last spring. But as you guys probably know, and people that don't, he is the one who had companies such as Crow's Hybrid, Midwest Seed Genetics back in the day, NC Plus, Supercrossed, and then that ultimately got formed into Channel, which he then sold to Monsanto. But yeah, he was the one who started this back up. He kind of wanted to carry on a family legacy, and he believed that there is a need for the farmers to have us back in the industry, and we've kind of evolved from there. His main focus was, is always having the best possible genetics with the best possible quality for everybody's farm.
Yeah, Don was a really, really interesting guy. Very neat man.
He was, yep.
Yep, and he really valued that relationship with customers, which was cool. But, you know, agronomically, and I mean this in the best way, Blake, but as an agronomist, I'm kind of a fan of yours because you're sort of an agronomy geek, right?
Yeah.
You really like walking out in cornfields and looking at hybrids and distinguishing characteristics, seeing strengths, maybe weaknesses. Not only do you do that about other companies, but you really have a firm knowledge of your own. So what are some of your strong products that you like to sell in this area?
You know, if we're just getting specific, I kind of lead with about four. We have a pretty good 97-day, 9762. That comes in VT2 conventional and smart stack. It's a pretty knucklehead type play. It's going to roll across about anything in north central Iowa, southern Minnesota, solid agronomics. Surprisingly, pretty good top-end yield, and it seems to really fit that earlier day market. Going on from there, we have a 99-day, again, available in all three packages, conventional, VT2, smart stack. And this is going to give you more of a different look, as that first one is coming out of provider through Bayer. This one, this 99-90, 99-day is coming through Thurston's, BSF. And it's going to give you more of an offensive play, which can be used quite well here in north central Iowa, southern Minnesota with our flat black soil. It's definitely going to want a little bit more love, but it's very impressive. Going on from there, we have a semi-exclusive product at 101-day coming out of Bayer. Again, pretty knuckleheadish type product that's only coming in VT2, but there just isn't really an acre it can't fit. Should be on a lot of farms and is on a lot of farms. And then lastly, I run with probably my number one selling hybrids, 104-day. This one's coming out of Thurston's. As well, available in conventional VT2 Smart Stack. Again, pretty universal play, has some great top end to it. Solid agronomics, good out of the ground. Just fits a lot of the acres that we need, and that's kind of how we select for things, is making sure it works in specific regions, and those four products seem to work extremely well here.
Yeah, we've had tremendous success with your products. Well, Blake, appreciate you stopping by and giving us a little bit of background and knowledge on your product lineup. And if any of you out there are interested in Midwest seeds, please see one of your local AFS seed agronomists.
Thank you for listening to Agronomy for Farmer Success. If you'd like any additional information, please contact your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist. Please make sure to subscribe to Agronomy for Farmer Success on your podcast player of choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and more, to be notified when new episodes become available.